meeting, real reactions, development meetings for our new television remote control, as far as our very successful entry into the consumer market over the last year or so, which we want to build on, taking advantage of the latest developments in technology and the latest feelings in consumer design and demand, and we want to make this the very best product that's possible for everybody, one that everybody wants, at a good price for the consumer and at a good price for the company. And to that end, we need all to work together to do that, and in no particular order, because everybody is just as vital to this project. I'll just go around the table: Andrew, marketing; Kendra with the designing the user interface, and Kate with the industrial design. What's the project is here to do is to get this project up and moving. Everybody is free to say whatever they want. Everybody has a contribution to make, and everybody feel free to interrupt me at any time to say what you want to say. In terms of the immediate meeting, everybody knows anybody else who's worked for the company for a while, and if anybody feels that they need to say more about themselves, please do. If anybody wants to briefly give their background so that everybody's quite clear what everybody's experience is, please do so. I'd welcome anybody to say something briefly about themselves. In fact, we will do that by going around the table quickly and saying what contribution you're looking to make. So we'll start with Andrew.
Hi, my name's Andrew, and I'm the market research person for this meeting, for this project, creating this new remote control. And I'll be presenting information and statistics on what people want to get from this new design, what people want to from a fashion point of view and a practicality point of view.
I'm Kendra, and I'm a user interface designer, and I haven't had a whole lot of experience in this kind of thing before, but I'm working on the design.
Right. This means you haven't got any preconceived ideas. So.
Right. Yep, I'm just open to being creative.
Yep.
I'm Katie, I'm the industrial designer, and I'll just be, I guess, presenting about the interworkings of our little remote control, and
Okay, very, very quickly, I don't want to make this meeting too structured, because the whole idea is that it's a think tank. Nobody says what they want to say, and then we don't want to be constrained by convention or slides on screens or anything else. Briefly, this is what we want to do. The remote control needs to be original. There has to be something about it that other remote controls don't have, so that as soon as people see it, they think, yes, that's different. I want one. And that goes along with being trendy. The I want it scenario. User friendly, as we all know, remote controls can be very user unfriendly. So we want to make ours one that people can pick up and think, oh yes, it's obvious how that works. Then they also want to look at the price and think, oh yeah, that's something that I may not need another remote control, but it's such a nice one, I'm going to have one. And last but not least, or indeed first of all, it must make the company money. And we make the company money by producing what the consumer wants. the functional design, what it's what it must actually do, the conceptual design, how we actually present that to the consumer, and the detailed design is how we get that into production. Now the main design tool that we have available to us at the moment is the whiteboard, and let us very quickly do what it says in the prompt slide here. In fact, I would suggest to avoid everybody untangling themselves from the wires, that we don't do that. So everybody knows what whiteboard is, so we'll do a virtual drawing on the whiteboard of your own favourite animal. Let's just leave it on the table. Your favourite animal?
Badger.
Why?
It's got a nice contrast.
Yeah.
White and I feel they're an underdog kind of status.
Yeah,
and,
my wife says my beard looks like a badger's arse because of the white streaks in it. Kendra?
Probably a duck. I like the way they look, and they're just nice animals, and I like how they can fly or swim or walk or whatever.
Right, okay.
I have horses. No particular reason why.
I'm not sure that I've got any favourite animal, to be quite honest. I think Homo sapiens, because of their overall ability to
make mobile phones and TV remotes.
Right.
Make TV remotes.
Indeed, absolutely, yes. That's okay, and we need to keep in mind here that the we want to sell this for €25. We want to make an overall profit for the company of €50 million, so we're looking at selling a lot of these across the entire planet, and we're looking at a gross profit of 50%. It needs to cost €12.50 to make. So we're not only looking at a very trendy original product, we're looking at making it at a very good price. Okay. Would anybody like to start by giving their sort of quick views of current remote controls?
Well, I think I find a lot of them really complicated to use with all the different buttons, and it's handiest when you have one that works both the DVD player or whatever and the TV as well. But it's easy to see if you can switch back and forth instead of having to bunch of different buttons, so I think it's best when they're clearly labeled and you can see which buttons you're supposed to use.
Any thoughts about buttons or any other way of approaching the problem, or anybody else strong feelings about remote controls, either bad ones they've used or good ones they've used, or ones that they've lost and never found again?
I think it's important that you should be able to, when you press the buttons, they'll actually pick up the signals from kind of anywhere. You shouldn't have to like contort yourself and twist your remote control to get the TV to actually pick up the signal.
I think a lot of the time remotes that come with TV players and TVs and DVD players, like they aren't like an area that's a bit well documented. They're very boring, very plain. I think it's very making a stylish remote control would be a very easily put us one step ahead of the current.
Yeah, what particular style of features do you think about?
Something that looks doesn't look like remote control. To be honest, something that looks like something that makes you think, oh, what's this? Like this pen doesn't really look like a pen, but it makes you think. So.
I mean,
sorry, that's a bit vague.
Do you think there's a risk that if it doesn't look like remote control, people won't see it as remote control?
I suppose that's onto the marketing to make people
talks about the physical appearance of the remote controls.
I think something that's comfortable to hold, because sometimes you get the remote controls that are just those big rectangular things and they're kind of awkward to hold on to. So something that's more comfortable that fits in a person's hand better.
I mean, the thing that immediately comes to mind is computer mouses, which I mean, you get all sorts of shapes in the shops, and you know, some quite fancy ones. Some from personal experience, which look nice but aren't particularly comfortable. Any thoughts about buttons or flat screens or
from the mouse idea, good, you know, the kind of classic remote is a piece of plastic with big rubber buttons sticking out of it which you press. Whereas if you want the mouse pad, it could be able to be flat, and the buttons are very kind of all subtle, that instead of being raised out of the device, that you push into the device, you see, like a mouse pad.
Yes. I mean, the only thing is if you're watching television in a darkened room,
that's where
you need to be able to find the buttons easily.
Or maybe they could be concave instead of sticking up, to have them be kind of down so you can feel them.
Yeah, that's something I don't think I've ever seen. One with concave buttons, that's something different. Do we need it to... I can't think of any remote controls that I know of that actually light up at all. Do we want to?
Like a mobile phone?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Andrew, have you had any thoughts yet about how we might market something which there are already millions out there and that we want to take over the entire planet with?
Especially if we try to sell up 2 million of them. No, sorry, 4 million. But I think if we market it, you can either market to the point of view, we've got two parallel market schemes where we've got one where it appeals to people that want to have the new device that looks cool. It's fashionable, and like you just it's like a it's one rather than a want rather than kind of a need relationship as well. But that might, considering actually what the device is for and the nature, some people might not like respond to having a device that they just looks nice, therefore they want it. So make it practical at the same time. I think it's a great appeal to people that want a device that can enhance their living room, but also a device that is practically sound. So I don't know, I have to decide which angle we're going to go to, or both.
Okay, yeah. Well, I think in any facets that we identify, we need to aim for all of. Okay, well, first thoughts on the industrial design side?
Well, I think it's remote controls are kind of a unique object because you depend on them so much, but you don't. It's you sort of just assume they're always going to work. You don't think of them as a complex. A computer can break down, and you're kind of like, oh, fair enough. There's all these complex things going on. Something's going to get messed up eventually. They just need to be very, very dependable because people sort of take them for granted. And then if your remote control breaks, it's God forbid you actually get up and manually change the channel. it needs to be very effective, very always dependable. I don't think we should make it too small, because I think it can't be too big, like you're saying, big and huge and awkward. But also, if you make it too small, kind of like, you know, how mobile phones are getting smaller and smaller, it's just going to end up on a couch cushion somewhere. But so, yeah, it's dependable and have a sort of good medium reach size.
Okay. And colours? Materials. Can you grab any room?
Well, controls now are either just black or gray, so maybe we should go with something different or be able to. I was just thinking of what they're doing with mobile phones now, how you can get the different what do they call it, like the face prints that you change, so we could have maybe, I don't know if it would be feasible to do something with that, so you can change the face plates or have kind of a variety so people can get different things, have it kind of look how they want to, different colors, things like that, probably just plastic because that's always the lightest.
Okay, that's again, I don't think that's ever been done before, it's the sort of thing. So the sort of thing that would get people thinking, yes, that's something that I haven't gotten that might need. So Andrew, any thoughts about how we might market interchangeable fronts on the remote control?
Well, we could either map it together by getting control in a set colour or with, when you buy it, with several, like, you get the face plates with when you buy it, or it's a separate thing. But I'm maybe thinking that it's, consider the nature of the device, maybe a second thing. Like a second campaign to market new faces for your 2 year old might go a bit astray. It's the kind of thing where you generally get one and then forgets about it.
Yeah.
Unless we're trying to.
Well, you could go with like novelty ones like they've done with the mobile phones and get like different, you know, scenes from different movies and stuff on the remote control.
That's good.
Stagger the release of them and get people like, oh, I want that coming on it now.
Yeah.
And I'll keep them spending money.
Yeah, right. Okay, I think we've got a good idea now. The meeting is needs to be wrapped up fairly quickly, so we've got 30 minutes to start looking at the design in more detail. And we'll reconvene in 30 minutes and try to get some of these ideas